Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 15th, 2021, and this is episode 11 of the Context and Clarity podcast. This is the podcast where my goal is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I want to challenge you to think and to explore these topics further, and I want to help you do something to build a better, stronger practice. So here we are in the third week of the podcast. Did you catch all of last week's episodes? In case you missed any, let's do a quick recap. On Monday in episode 6, we talked about the first steps for startups. How did you get your own firm started? Tuesday in episode 7, we talked about the value of licensure. Does everyone need to be licensed? Do you? Wednesday in episode 8, I asked you for your best stories, your memories, and your tips for passing the architect registration exam. Did you pass? What are your stories? What are your best tips and advice? Then on Thursday, we continued the theme of your early practice, and we considered what you need to do, what you need to pay attention to in your first year in business. In our simulcast version, the Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed Ryan Willard. We wanted to learn from his experience as a London-based architect and also to draw from what he's learned interviewing more than 120 guests for the Business of Architecture UK podcast. If you haven't listened to the Business of Architecture UK, scroll through the topics. Ryan is a great interviewer, and there are some great episodes in his list of, like I said, over 120 episodes by now. Finally, on Friday's episode 10, we continued our mini-series on digital and social media platforms for architects, and we covered Google Business Pages. They're one of the simplest, most effective ways for your firm to be discovered when someone is searching for architects in your area. It was a great week and a great theme. If you missed any of these or want to dig deeper into any of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. There's a lot to get out of those conversations. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and get into the conversations that are inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining that group and becoming a part of those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily context and clarity conversation format, and we'll begin on a new theme, a theme of finding yourself as an architect. Today's question is, how do you know what kind of architect you want to be? It's an interesting question, and from my own experience, I know that despite what we might hope or we might dream, many architects start with a job in a firm that may not relate to what we really want to do. It may relate simply to a paycheck and paying off student loans. It may not relate to what we really want to work on, the kind of architect that we want to be. And do we really know at that point? When you're 24 years old, do we really know? We don't have much real-world experience. And my guess is that you may have had some romantic idea of what you wanted to do. For me, my early childhood was spent visiting rural Georgia and admiring the residential architecture, the houses and small county seats, and the agrarian architecture on all those farms out there. I spent Saturday mornings watching This Old House with my dad. Later, we moved to Chicago, and my mom took us to every Frank Lloyd Wright property we could see. All of that added up to a love of residential architecture connected to its place in the world. But when I found my first job out of school, that's not the type of projects the firm worked on at all. And over the course of my career, the focus changed as I moved from opportunity to opportunity. So what's your story? Have you had a singular, unwavering focus on what kind of architect you want to be? Or has it evolved over time and over your career? This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.